This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about what it feels like to be in limbo. It's that state when you feel like you've done everything you can to get the ball down the field, but now you need God to help you get that ball in the end zone. And I've learned from my own personal experience that my idea of fixing a situation is usually one-dimensional, where God's ways are much more strategic and multidimensional. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Esther. Esther was a young Jewish girl in Persia who was chosen to replace Queen Vashti, who had recently been exiled. Now, the fact that Esther was Jewish was a secret, and it was a secret even unknown to the king. However, not long after Esther was crowned queen, a decree went out to exterminate all of those Jewish people. So Esther found herself in a very tight place. She needed to approach the king and make an appeal for the lives of the Jewish people, but of course she didn't want to risk revealing her own identity. When you think about this, she was perfectly positioned, if anyone was, to make the appeal to the king. And so this is how God fixes things. And he fixed it in this situation because all of the Jewish people lived. He fixes things strategically and on multiple levels, and sometimes long before we even begin to pray about a situation. So let us cling to these words today. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, allow God to be your fixer in chief.